I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, May 13th. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch is asking the City Council to approve a capital improvement plan totaling $25 million. During Monday night's council meeting, Koch will request $15 million for the construction of a new Quincy animal shelter off Quarry Street next to the new dog park. Koch is also seeking $7 million to make improvements to public buildings and $3 million for new vehicles. Also Monday, councilors will continue discussing a plan to take a burned-out building at 1620 Hancock Street in Quincy Center for redevelopment and will consider the city's five-year housing production plan. A public hearing regarding Wollaston Center redevelopment is also on the agenda. The council is also expected to honor the 10th anniversary of the Quincy Climate Action Network. Meeting begins Monday at 6 at City Hall and will be carried live on QATV Channel 9. Then the City Council begins reviewing the mayor's proposed $372 million budgets for the next fiscal year. On Wednesday night, Council will hold a public hearing on the budget at 6:30 at City Hall next Wednesday. The Finance Committee, which includes all nine councilors, will begin departmental budget hearings following the public hearing, starting with a presentation on revenues. Budgets scheduled to be considered next Wednesday include municipal finance, treasurer, collector, assessors, purchasing, law, human resources, fire and planning departments, as well as the city's spending on health care, pensions, and long and short-term debt. Two other budget hearings are also scheduled, May 23rd and May 25th, both beginning at 6:30. The proposed budget for next fiscal year represents an increase of almost $27 million, or 7.7% from the current year's budget. When he unveiled his proposed budget, the mayor said the budgets for the current fiscal year and the prior one had been very lean amid the pandemic. And the average annual increase in the budget over most recent 3 years would be about 4% should the spending plan for next year be approved. Under the city's charter, the council can cut funds from the budget but not add to it. Council has until June 17th to approve the budget. If not, then it automatically is adopted. American Red Cross holding a community blood drive Saturday from 10 to 4 at the Wollaston Congregational Church on Winthrop Avenue in Quincy. You can call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org to make an appointment. Tryouts for Morrisette American Legion baseball for junior and senior Legion teams in Quincy will take place the next three Saturdays and Sundays at noontime at Bishop Field for youngsters age 13 to 19. Country Fest on the Common will be held this Sunday from 2 to 6 on the Hancock Adams Common in Quincy Center. The free country music festival will feature Annie Probst, this year's New England Music Awards Overall Act of the Year and Country Act of the Year and Song of the Year winner. People are encouraged to bring a blanket or chairs for seating. Beer and wine will be available for purchase. This will be the second in a series of free family events planned every weekend on the Common. State of Massachusetts has reached a $56 million settlement with the families of victims in the deadly COVID outbreak at the Holyoke Soldiers Home in 2020. From March 1st to June 23rd of 2020, more than 160 veterans contracted COVID, 84 died. The families filed a class action lawsuit. Under the agreement, veterans who contracted COVID but survived will be awarded no less than $10,000, with an average payment of $20,000. The estates of the veterans who died before June 23, 2020, will receive no less than $400,000, with an average of $510,000, and the payments will not be reduced by attorney's fees. The governor plans to file legislation seeking the funding for the settlement in the coming weeks. An inspector general's report found that the home superintendent, Bennett Walsh, lacked leadership and temperament to run the facility. Walsh and former medical director, Dr. David Clinton, were indicted in 2020 for the decision to combine two dementia units, placing residents who are positive for COVID into a space with those without symptoms. The charges were later dismissed. COVID numbers throughout the state, particularly in schools, are surging. Department of Public Health and Secondary Education released data yesterday showing an increased case count of 62% compared to the previous week. The number includes positive cases from students and faculty. From May 5th through the 11th, the department recorded over 13,000 new positive cases in students and over 4,000 in staff. The cases make up 1.5% of all students and 2.8% of all school employees. The week before, from April 28th to May 4th, the state recorded 8,000 new positive cases in students and over 2,600 in staff. COVID cases soared during the holiday in early January, but then decreased through February. Since March, however, they have steadily risen once again. The number of positive cases reported by the state takes into account public school districts, charter schools, collaboratives, and approved special education. In response, school districts around the state have either fully reinstated mask mandates or issued formal recommendations for mask usage. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu announcing a $2 billion project yesterday to improve facilities at Boston Public Schools. It will include upgrading heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems, restrooms, and water fountains. Also includes building other facilities and outdoor learning spaces. Mayor made the announcement at the McKinley Elementary and Technical High Schools in the South End. She was joined by Boston Public School Superintendent Brenda Casilius, Superintendent of School Committee Chair Jerry Robinson, and the President of the Boston Teachers Union, Jessica Tang. Hanson police are asking the public for help identifying a car involved in a hit-and-run crash. Happened early yesterday evening at about 5:50 p.m. Police were dispatched to an area on Maquin Street for a report that a bicyclist was struck by a vehicle. Hanson police and fire responded, found a man in his 40s with serious injuries. He was flown by helicopter to a nearby hospital. Police are actively seeking a mid-size white crossover-type SUV with possible front-end and passenger-side damage. Vehicle was spotted on home surveillance just prior to the crash, heading east on Route 14 toward Pembroke. Anybody with information is asked to contact Hanson police. Well, a total lunar eclipse will be visible over much of the eastern half of the U.S. and all of South America. If the weather cooperates, New England will be treated to a full moon that turns blood red during the eclipse. Happens just before 9:30 Sunday evening, when the outer edge of the Earth's shadow begins to dim the brightness of the moon. The real show begins as Earth's inner shadow, or the umbra, begins to take over. That happens about 10:30 Sunday night. Total eclipse begins at around 11:30 p.m., shortly before the moon will begin to take on a blood-red appearance. Because this month's moon is also a super moon, totality will last for quite some time. The blood-red moon will stay in Earth's shadow for 90 minutes before slowly emerging from the Earth's shadow just before 1 a.m., Sunday night, Monday morning. The eclipse ends completely at 2:50 a.m. Monday. Unlike solar eclipses, lunar eclipses are perfectly safe to view without safety eyewear. Now, when it comes to dream wedding spots in Boston, the public library is high up on the list. If you can afford it, the historic library is now offering a new option for couples on select Mondays, a small one-hour ceremony for $200. Since the offering was announced last week, 50 one-hour ceremonies have been booked this summer. Ceremonies will take place in the Gustavino Room, with seating for up to 8 guests and the ability to bring one officiant and one photographer. For those interested, ceremonies for the summer are fully booked, but applications for the fall open next month. Check of business news. This morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow down 103. The NASDAQ rose 6. The S&P dropped 5. World stocks were higher. The dollar rose. The euro is also up. And oil is trading at just over $107 a barrel. In sports, big win for the Bruins, beating Carolina 5-2, tying up their series now 3 games apiece. The decisive Game 7 tomorrow at 4:30 back in Carolina. And Celtics are in Milwaukee for their Game 6 tonight at 7:30. Milwaukee leads that series 3-2. And the Sox are in Texas tonight against the Rangers at 8:05. The National Weather Service forecast. Today, morning clouds and fog will make way to partly sunny skies and a high 80 degrees. More fog possible tonight, lows in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, mild, highs in the low 80s. Same thing on Sunday, partly cloudy, 82. Scattered showers possible Monday and a high near 80. For the boater, waves about a foot, light southeasterly winds. The high tide right before 10 a.m. Sunrise at 5:24, set at 7:56. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, May 13th.